a website that lists hundreds of entrepreneurial projects that are happening in developing nations around the world, and where users can provide small loans and assist entrepreneurial activities. The other half of our data is provided by the website Crunchbase. Crunchbase is part of a massively popular online technology blog, TechCrunch, and serves as a repository of information about high-tech companies, high-tech internet companies that are usually based around Silicon Valley. One of the more disheartening areas of the TechCrunch site is what they refer to as the debt pool. So the debt pool chronicles in rather graphic detail the failings of dozens of tech startups, including the often enormous sums of money that they've lost along the way. We showed that for a given round of funding in a Crunchbase listed startup, how many micro-enterprises could have been funded through Kiva in a particular country. Specific project details, and they can choose to make small loans. So VenturePP was able to close the loop between providing information and encouraging lending, neatly demonstrating that we can all be investors in grassroots business development that really changes lives. So there are many charities and philanthropic organizations. It is crucial that they can raise money, and a lot of this is done through fundraising. So in the current economic climate, it's even more necessary now than ever that these organizations spend less to raise more. On the flip side, with so many causes, the act of charitable giving can become a minefield of confusion for the potential donor, and deciding where one's money is best spent can be difficult. With VenturePP, people were saying things like, wow, this makes me feel really guilty and seeing the information like this, and we wondered, why aren't people giving more when the desire is there? Our experience with VenturePP told us that making philanthropic information meaningful to people in a different way, a way that they can understand in their personal context, and presenting it in a novel and interesting way, achieved two things. Number one, it enabled individuals to personally relate to charitable data and understand it in a unique and interesting way. And because the data was made personal, it activated people to donate. Number two, it provided a fresh